Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today's Thursday, the 25th of January, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and the NSE Nifty 50 are likely to resume trading on a flat to positive note given the signals from the GIFT Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading 30 points higher at around 21,450 levels, indicating a flat to positive start for the local equity markets. On Wednesday, the domestic equities bounced back strongly after Tuesday's sharp sell-off. Sentiments turned buoyant after positive global views impacted the market. Impressive quarterly results and better-than-expected January PMI data came through. The Sensex closed above the 71,000 mark, while Nifty gained over 1% to close above 21,450. Sectorally, all of the indices were in green, with the metal, oil and gas and IT stocks rising the most. Analysts said that despite the rebound, one may see sharp gyrations in the market in the near to medium term due to a lot of uncertainty surrounding the Middle East conflict, renewed inflation worries and the delay in rate cuts from the US Fed. Unfortunately, the overall sentiment is a little bit muted as concerns persist on FII selling due to premium valuations in India, the rush to meet SEBI norms, and below expectation, according to some analysts, Q3 earnings so far. Foreign investors have sold Indian equities for the sixth straight session. Over the last six sessions, FIIs have sold equities worth 34,760 crore. Moving to stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, Bajaj Auto's Q3 earnings beat estimates. Profit grew 37% on year to 2,042 crore, with broad-based double-digit growth across its segments. Tech Mahindra's Q3 profit rose 3.3% sequentially to 510 crore, while revenue increased 1.8%. Tata Steel reported Q3 profit at 522 crore on healthy operating numbers. Additionally, auto player TVS Motors' profits surged 68% on year to 593 crore as its operating margin expanded by 110 basis points. Other stocks that will be buzzing in trade today as a result of their earnings results which are due later are JSW Steel, Punjab National Bank, ACC, Adani Power, SBI Cards, Tata Technologies and Vedanta, among many others. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's key indices ended mixed on Wednesday. The S&P 500 climbed to its fourth straight record high close on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.26%, the S&P ended flat at 0.08%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite gained 0.36% in trade. The US dollar dropped after rising in 8 out of the last 10 sessions as investors consolidated gains spurred by a broad-based reversal in the greenback's decline in December. Oil prices climbed about 1% to a 4-week high on Wednesday on a bigger-than-expected US crude storage withdrawal, a drop in US crude output, and a weaker US dollar. The 10-year US Treasury yield hovered around 4.17 levels. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Kunal Shah, Carnelian Capital, sharing his outlook. Let's have a listen.
Historically, Nandita, you know, we have always seen that whenever there is pressure on the markets or whenever there is anything negative flows or anything, since banks, which forms a large part of the index and are generally overrun by large FIIs or for that matter, the whole of the FIIs is the first one to see the pressure. And also the other way around, when generally markets are very bullish. So yes, because of this reason also, banks will always be the first one to bear the brunt, right, in that sense. Again, coming back to specific FII holdings, I still would say that even ICICI Bank has overrun. It has been a consensus buy for quite some time. Right, it has not done anything for the last 1 year, but still has been able to kind of sustain at the levels where it has. So in my sense, yes, fundamentals eventually will kind of play a role. But yes, FII selling has been observed in the history as well, will always have a role to play when it comes to selling and buying both ways. wherever large IT cap stocks have got a little bit of comfort. As you rightly mentioned, that revenue growth is kind of coming back and margins are also kind of ticking back. So they should generally, with the interest rate environment improving in the US, should do good over a period of 2, 3 years. And specifically, large cap stocks where valuations still in certain pockets are reasonable in comparison to a lot of mid cap stocks.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day.